Now we're going to bring you the remarkable story of how a baby grand piano has been donated to a school in Carrigaveen. First, we're going to hear Donny O'Sullivan's report from Carrigaveen last May, which featured Skull Siveen. Have a listen.
It may be thousands of miles away, but Carrigaveen, my hometown, is just one part of rural Ireland being transformed by the war in Ukraine. Hello,
Welcome back. How are you?
What's going on? How are you?
Are you getting flashbacks?
A little bit, because see, I was over in the boys' school.
Yeah.
6 weeks ago, we were a school of an enrolment of 103 pupils, 7 teachers. We arrived back after St. Patrick's weekend to a 50% increase in our school population, where today, 6 weeks later, we have an enrolment of 155 pupils and 10 teachers.
I come in here mostly when the classes are finished, and there's a beautiful young girl here. She's a classical pianist, and she comes in and plays the piano when the school is closed. So she serenades me for maybe an hour or two in the evening. It's fantastic.
Hello, Mr. O'Sullivan. How are you? Where's everybody here from? Where are you from?
I'm from in Kyiv.
You're from Kyiv?
Yeah.
And how long have you been in Carrigaveen?
2 months, maybe.
2 months?
Yeah.
Margaret is actually an exceptionally talented piano player. Yeah.
Are you the piano player?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Do you play in here?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is my daughter, Margarita.
Margarita's mom came by to watch her daughter perform for some of her new Irish and Ukrainian friends. Donny O'Sullivan, CNN, Carrigaveen, Ireland.
And that was a report from last May from Skull Siveen. You heard Principal Trasanee Cronin. She's one of the people I have up on the line. We also have Derek Ryder from the Gift of Music Project. And we have more guests to introduce you anon, I should say. But I'll start with Trasa. Trasa, listen, tell me what it's been like since last May and this, I suppose, need for musical instruments and the progression of Ukrainian students and all students musically at the school.
Well, good morning. It's lovely to talk to you, and thanks for involving us in this programme. It's
not
wonderful. Yeah, well, as you heard there in the report, I suppose this time last year we found ourselves in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. And a year on, we have over 50 Ukrainian pupils who have become part and parcel, really, of the school fabric. And that's thanks to the hard work of staff, community, pupils. I mean, it's been a valiant combined effort from everybody. And it's so lovely to see how they have integrated so well. We have... I suppose, as on foot of that CNN interview, it highlights, I suppose, the positive side of social media, in that suddenly we were catapulted into the limelight. And I had a call from Derek Ryder, who has the Gift of Music Foundation. He had formed that to reunite Ukrainian pupils with musical instruments. And he said he was doing his own thing, and that suddenly he was inundated. So it's through Derek, who I know you'll be talking to later, and his kindness, that we have now this beautiful grand piano in the school, which arrived no later than Wednesday, which, would you believe, was actually World Piano Day.
My God, you're not serious.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
What a lovely coincidence.
Brilliant, yeah. Derek, listen, take up the story there. Tell me about the Gift of Music. What is it?
Well, the Gift of Music was set up last April. A musician called Kevin Connors, based in Donegal, he came across a musician literally running for her life at the beginning of the war, and she was a harpist. And of course, she couldn't take her harp with her, and she was distraught. And him as a musician was distraught to see this lady so upset. And he put out through his contacts to see could he get a harp. And not only did he find a harp, he had it a harp donated and delivered to her down in Listowel Varna within 10 days. So he decided he could set up, he asked to set up a page where Ukrainian musicians who had had to leave their instruments behind, they could go to a Facebook page, look for instruments, and then Irish people who would have instruments could offer donations. Now, initially, we thought this would be a very... We'd work at maybe 6 to 12 musicians, but in the first year, which is about to come, we've helped over 250 musicians, both professional and amateur, and that's because of the huge generosity and kindness.
That's incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. And as you mentioned there, a musician running for her life, there's plenty of them, whether they're children or older adults, that had to leave and had to leave a part of themselves behind in terms of their musical instruments.
Well, that's huge, but what we've also seen in the project, which now what we've seen is the therapy and people are, a lot of Ukrainians sitting in accommodation would be very worried about friends and family back in Ukraine, probably fighting on the front line, is that we've but when they're playing and learning or playing is that they forget about all that for the time they're playing, and that it's a huge comfort to them and to people around them. So we've witnessed I've certainly witnessed something very powerful in the last 12 months, not only with the huge generosity of people.
Yeah. Derek, what have you learned about, I suppose, the Ukrainian people's relationship with music? How big is it there? Is it classical?
Huge.
Is it different styles? Or
huge.
What is it?
Huge. I try and describe how important music is to Ukrainians, and I try and describe it now as it's their version of the GAA, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like there would be music schools literally in every town and village. It's absolutely huge in Ukraine and very important to Ukrainians.
Okay, well, Mary Hackett, I'll get you to take up the story from there. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. You're from Dublin. You donated the baby grand piano. How did it all happen? And tell me about it.
well, this piano has been in our life for a long time. And it came to the point where, sadly, our dad passed away, and we needed to understand. Dad and Mum are both passed away now. We need to understand where can we find a home for this baby grand, which has been such a big part of our life for so many years. And I have to say, only for Derek stepping in, it was a case of going from person to person and persevering. Our local gospel choir came up with the name of Derek, who happened to live quite near me here in Dublin. And we started a conversation. And, I have to say that we are so thrilled. It seemed to be full of potholes and challenges initially, where we thought it needed some repair, how would we transport, but Derek wasn't taking, he was so persistent, and I have to say, so hopeful. And for the family, it's meant so, so much that, in a sense, listening to Derek, just what he was saying there, and to hear this story evolve as it has, I think we'd all say, in a way, I'd love to be able to tell you that our family was full of musical talent, but what we lacked in talent, we made up for in enthusiasm and creativity and volume. So the piano was certainly used, but I have a sense, listening to what Derek is sharing, that it's found its true home in Carrigrohane. We've been kind of, I think, custodians, maybe. That's the sense I have. And we're just so, so happy that this is the new home for the baby grand.
Yeah, and it was your father, Joseph's?
Joseph, that's right. Joseph Hackett, yeah.
Okay, and him and your mother, Betty, they loved entertaining. They loved hospitality and welcoming people in.
Absolutely, that was their big thing, and I think that's the legacy, maybe, again, all linked to that warmth of gathering and generosity, and we would all say, particularly the grandchildren after his loss, we are talking about that legacy of gathering together, and those were their words, that sense of coming together, of hospitality, of love of family, of just witnessing to that, the positivity, as it was alluded to earlier, that when people get together in that atmosphere of goodwill and music and entertainment,
Yeah, and that makes all the difference. So brilliant. No, it's being passed on. Yeah. Well, listen, you talked about the difficulties and the potholes and all of that. There had to be some repair work to be completed on the piano. And an interesting occurrence. You were sent a video of how the piano sounds now when it was sent to your family. Is that right?
Following the repair. And it took our breath away, I have to say, because it was a piece randomly played. And I can't identify the person who played it. Maybe it was the piano tuner. But it was a piece called Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. And my brother reminded me, one of my brothers, John, reminded us all, that Mum and Dad would have loved when they took a holiday, when they could escape from the nine of us. They would head off in the car, and Dad would have loved blues and jazz, and Scott Joplin would have featured very strongly on this compilation, and Maple Leaf Rag would have been a tune that we would have heard many a time those years ago.
I'm going to play the clip from that video. It was sent to you as how the piano sounds after its repair. Have a listen.
Fantastic.
Absolutely beautiful, that last piece there, Scott Joplin, bringing back the memories, Mary, no doubt.
Oh, fantastic. It's actually quite moving to hear that. And how beautifully that other piece has been played. My goodness, I think Mum and Dad will be dancing in heaven.
They certainly will.
Really, really, really happy. Thank you for that. Stay with us, Mary
and Derek and Teresa. We're going to talk to a few more people about this story. We'll get to that after we take these.
Tell us your story. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
Now we're talking about the donation of a baby grand piano to Scull Sivean in Cahir Sivean by Mary Hackett's family from Dublin, who donated the baby grand piano, all put together by Derek Ryder of the Gift of Music Project. We've got them on the line. We also have Principal Trasany Cronin, and we've Len Hurley, a retired teacher who always longed for such an instrument to school. Is that right, Len?
Yes, indeed. I used to teach in this school. It's now Scull Sivean. It's an amalgamated primary school, but its former name was St. John Bosco Secondary School, Presentation Secondary School. And I taught here for over 30 years.
Yeah.
So I have a long association with the school and my family with education in the area since the 1930s.
Yeah, and Len, what is it like to see it come, a magnificent instrument like this, to the school?
Well, absolutely delighted. People, as you mentioned earlier on there, and it's only for the benefit of the children in the town of Cahir Sivean and Scull Sivean. Ukrainian children as well as local children, so you have a cross fertilization musically speaking between those two groups of children.
Yeah.
So could I just mention one thing, that one person who has played a role here in the background, and that's Cormac Dineen, who himself is a musician and plays quite a bit in the church in particular, and conducted a lot of work with the various interested parties in seeing this through. As you know, the piano arrived last Wednesday, and it was a pure pleasure to see that piano coming in the door of the school.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And look, it's a baby grand piano made by John Broadwood and Sons, made in the mid-1920s, so it's a real classical piece.
That's right, yes, that's right. And of course, music is being taught in the school, and also taught in all the schools in the area. So I'm sure it will get plenty of good use during school time, and hopefully maybe outside of school as well. There'll be opportunities there to develop more talent among the children.
A real asset to the community, that's for sure. Tras, I'm going to go back to you. No, I know you have a number of pupils for me to talk to. We're going to talk to Kevin Foster first, is that right?
Hi, I just locked myself out there for a second.
No problem, all allowed in live radio.
Typical. Yeah, no, I'm back. I am indeed. I have Kevin Foster. He's in fifth class from Carrisaveen, and he's a classical piano player. And I can't begin to tell you how delighted he is to see this baby grand piano in the school. But just quickly before I hand you over to Kevin, I know Derek mentioned it there about the people's kindness. First of all, at Scoil Sidhbhín, we'd all like to offer our condolences to Mary and her family. And we are so hugely proud and honoured now to be the new custodians of their baby grand, and promise to look after it. And it cannot be stated enough, really and truly, the happiness that this has brought to so many people. So we just wanted to say our huge thank you to them again.
Yeah, well, Mary, that must mean a lot to you, coming from the school and the place where the piano will be. The 100 years of history of your family will continue on. Hello, Mary. No, we seem to have lost Mary on the line there. We'll try and get her back up. But Teresa, you were saying, and we've got Kevin, who we're going to speak to now in a moment. Yeah.
Perfect. Kevin Brilliant. Is dying to talk to you here. I'll pass him over to you. Thank you.
Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks a million for joining me in the programme. What's it like, the piano?
It's a very good baby grand piano, I have to say. So like to say thank you to the Hackett family.
Could you believe it when you heard it was coming to the school?
No, I couldn't.
How long have you been playing the piano?
I've been playing for 6 years now.
6 years, okay. And why do you love it?
It's just very fun and quite a hard instrument to play, so it's been a challenge.
But that's kind of exciting, isn't it, to try and master it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Kevin, you're going to play a piece of music. I'll let you get ready. I'll let you hand the phone back to Teresa, or to Tras, I should say, and we'll hear from you in a second. We will go to Mary Hackett. Mary, you're there? Hello, Mary? Hello, Mary?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yes, indeed. Sorry. The school, as you can hear from what Tras said there, they're absolutely delighted that she donated the piano.
Oh, listen, and I'm very struck by what everyone is saying. It was an experience of a lot of moving parts, literally. So there were so many people behind the scenes that supported this whole process. As Derek could well tell you, could list a whole load of names, from Thornton's Pianos to Dorina Nicrinagon. She's a beautiful concert pianist, was behind the choosing of the piano. All the people that transported and packed it, and someone told me years ago, where I don't want to live my life without the support of others, and this is definitely one of those experiences where so many pieces fell out of so much goodwill fell into place. So delighted, so happy. I know I'm speaking for all our family, and I think our mum and dad, I know our mum and dad would be just it's hugely satisfying, this
result really hugely satisfying.
Okay, well, listen, that's brilliant. Stay on the line. You're going to hear Kevin play in a moment. I want to speak to another student, though. This is a student who is a student of Skull Saivine, who is from the Ukraine, I should say. Mark Feedon is on the line. Mark, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you. How long have you been in Skull Saivine? How long have you been in Cara Saivine?
Not fully year. In Easter, it will be like not fully year because
almost a year.
I came to in Easter. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Not,
and what's it been like?
Not full year because I am came to school in my like second month in Ireland.
Ah, yes. Okay. Very good. Very good. And Mark, what's it been like? Has it been fun? Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, yes.
Have you made lots of friends?
Yes.
Yeah. And are you a musician as well? Do you play the piano?
Yes. I know how to play a lot of songs because I learned more than half of a year.
Okay. And did you learn in Ukraine?
No, but here I'm learning.
Okay. And do you love it?
Yes, I love piano.
Okay, okay. And listen, sorry, what was that?
I love piano because if you can improvise and it will be on like the first notes, what's not in the middle ones, it will be calming and you can sleep like that.
Ah, yes, okay. Very good, very good. Are you looking forward to playing on this piano?
On what piano?
I know, are you looking forward to playing on this piano, the new baby grand piano that's arrived in the school? Okay, sorry, Mark, could you hear my last question?
Yes.
Okay, are you looking forward to playing on the baby grand piano? The new one?
I'm not looking. But because I have my piano home and I doesn't look to because I like have baby grand.
Oh yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Okay. Well listen, Mark, look, brilliant stuff. Enjoy it. And enjoy your time in Cara Saivine. And thanks so much for talking to us on the program this morning.
You're welcome. And do you have any other questions?
No, that's about it for now. We're running a bit short on time. We're going to hear from Kevin now next. So sit back there, Mark, and listen to Kevin.
Okay.
He's going to be playing the piano for us. And thanks so much for talking to us. You've been great.
Okay.
Great stuff. Okay, we're going to hand over now to Kevin Foster, pupil at Skull Saivine, who's going to play a piece of music on the grand. That's where we're going to end. And my thanks to Lynn Hurley, to Mary Hackett, to Derek Ryder and Trasyne Cronin. And we'll play out with Kevin Foster on the grand piano. Take it away, Kevin.
Thank you. And just one quick mention for Adolf Packheiser as well, who was very instrumental in helping us.
He was the piano tuner.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
So I'll hand you over to Kevin. Thank you so much.
Great. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant stuff. Mary Hackett, if you're still there, how does that sound?
Oh wow, it sounds amazing, and this is on a phone in the
the midst of a suburban estate in Dublin. So I think we'll all have to put Cara Savine on our journey for the next over the next few months, and actually try and see if there's an occasion to come and actually hear that piano live with in our presence. So a huge thank you to everybody for all their support and enthusiasm around us. It means an awful lot to our family.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mary, thanks so much for talking to us, and thanks again for
a
donation
welcome.
To the people of Cara Savine and the school in Cara Savine. And well done to Kevin Foster. Absolutely brilliant playing there of a beautiful piece of music on the new Baby Grand Piano in school, Savine.